Greetings, greetings, greetings. Bruce Cameron welcoming you to Come All Ye Folk Music here on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. We step into the parlour for a featured album a little later. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes or so. But I'll start the program today with an old bloke picking on the banjo.
He bang, she bang, daddy shot a bear. Shot him in the summer, boys, and never turn a hair. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Pack your back, taking your slack, and heave away, me boys. Heave away, me bully boys, why don't you make some noise? We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Rock a block, chock a block, heave the capstan round. Fish that flaming anchor up, for we are outward bound. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Out chocks, two blocks, heave away or bust. Bend your backs, my bully boys, kick up some flaming dust. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Roller boys, bowler boys, give a flaming jip. Drag the anchor off the mud and let the bastard rip. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Whiskey-o, Johnny-o, the muddock is in sight. Hey! It's a hell of the way to the gals that wait on the old Nantucket light. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo. Hoorah, what the hell's a row? We're all from the railroad to Ralu. We're all from the railroad to Ralu, and the old bloke picking on the banjo.
See you. in Caneyville.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better get your britches on.
Sleepy-eyed John,
you better tie your shoes on.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets you. The journey now.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better get your bitches on.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better tie your shoes, son.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better get your bitches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you, and it's a
sleepy-eyed John,
better get your bitches on.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better tie your shoes, son.
Sleepy-eyed John,
better get your bitches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you.
Good advice there from the Flat Mountain Girls from their album Idle Talk and Wicked Deeds. Sleepy-Eyed John, the young woman picking on the banjo in that track. And before that, a song called Old Bloke Picking on the Banjo by a group who didn't have a banjo player on that track, a group called the Longest Johns. Not the Long Johns, the Longest Johns. They come from Bristol, and that was probably a Negro or Irish railroad work song from the 19th century, American song, Old Bloke Picking on the Banjo. There's a version of it recorded by Danny Spooner a long time ago, and he sang Old Moke Picking on the Banjo, I seem to recall. What do you know about muck spreaders? You'll work it out after this song from John Kirkpatrick.
By the Royd in Yorkshire, one Saturday in June, all the village was preparing for the fete that afternoon. There were sideshow stalls and roundabouts and every kind of game, but the village fete will never now be quite the same again. For this pleasant country scene was transformed by a machine which belonged to Eddie Baker from the farm just down the road. With his tractor and his trailer and his load both sweet and pure, 500 imperial gallons of this liquefied manure.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old bunshanker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
Now Eddie quickly picked up speed on the track from Lower Lum Farm. Though his load careered madly, he never thought 'twould come to harm. And so noisy was the clatter and the crashes and the booms, he had to turn his old transistor up so he could hear the tunes. As he zoomed across a bump, it triggered off the trailer's pump, and its hose discovered freedom it had never known before. It went wildly round and round, from side to side and up and down, as spreading dung and desperation, Eddie sailed into the town.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old boat shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
Jemima Smith and Barney from down the old folks' home were on their way to a lunchtime tipple at the Peacock and Trombone. She was adjusting of her spectacles to admire a garden rose, when the blast from Eddie's onslaught whipped them right from off her nose. Oh, gorgeous old Jemima, I just had a funny turn. I feel all cold and clammy, and now my skin does burn. Oh, speak up, dear, says Barney, has to get they did cling. It short-circuited me, deaf-aid, I can't hear a bleeding thing.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old boat shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
ice cream factory silver band were warming up to play to commence the celebrations of that very special day. When there appeared on their music docks, they couldn't play too well, as with the gentle tang of brass, so mingled a new exciting smell. And their tunes all went awry as they hung them out to dry. And the sousaphone player played his last till he sucked when he should have blown. There were different tunes in different times and all in different keys. And Nelly the elephant sounded more like the flight of the bumblebees.
Down the road went Eddie Baker on his rattling old bone shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
Now the greasy bowl was greasier than ever known before, and the ice cream had a chocolate sauce no palate could ignore. And into coffee-coloured candy floss Granny Walker plunged her teeth, and forevermore the ones on top were stuck to the ones beneath. And in the tug of war there were broken bones galore. There was blood all round the bottle stall as both teams slithered through. There was chaos round the cake stall, and the tea was more like glue, 'cause you didn't just get sugar when they asked one lump or two.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old bone shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
Now Geraldine, the carnival queen, was looking all forlorn. She got browner than she bargained for as she sunbathed on the lawn. And it gave a fatal heart attack to next door's Pekingese, while upon its back a skating match took place amongst its fleas. And the force of the cascade swept the goldfish of Miss Blay right up into the hanging baskets down at number 23. And it dumped the Johnson's tortoise in the bird bath at the Jones and wiped the smile right off the faces of their plastic garden gnomes.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old bone shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
Now the Reverend Roderick Butterworth was sitting down to eat when the perilous plague of pestilence came belting down the street. Some it fell among the thorns, some fell on stony ground, and some fell on his car outside with all his windows down. Oh, bugger, said the vicar, as he swigged some demon liquor, I suppose we should be thankful that it's not St. Swithin's Day. But even my insurance doesn't cover act of God, and I know the scouts are gonna say, stuff this for Bobber Job.
Down the road went Teddy Baker in his rattling old bone shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
So he trundled through the village, down the road and past the hall, and where he'd been for years after all the weeds grew 10 foot tall. And he never knew the chaos that he caused along his way, and he never heard the crashes as he crossed the motorway. And in time held one on high in that great mucky bin, the sky where St. Peter will dive for cover every time he passes by. It'll rust up all their halos, it'll flog up all their wings, as wiping shit from off their faces, all the angels they will sing.
Down the road went Teddy Baker on his rattling old bone shaker, and he never knew the trail he left behind him.
That's John Kirkpatrick with Eddie Baker's Muck Spreader. Haven't heard that for a while, and the song's a bit longer than I recall, but I think it was 6 or 7 minutes well spent, don't you? Keep away from the muck spreader. There's a joke that the company who made that kind of machinery said as part of their advertising, "We don't stand behind our product." And I can understand that. Hornpipes there, played by Josephine Marsh, Tom Graney Castle, and The Stack of Pancakes. She wrote The Stack of Pancakes, not the first one, it's an older tune. She was playing accordion, Seamus Cahill played guitar, and Michael Kinsella harmonica. Josephine Marsh has been to Bathurst many years ago to play for the Bathurst Folk Club, that was. She did actually live in Australia for a little while in the 1990s, but considered to be a County Clare musician, even though she was actually born in London. Karen Casey next. This is The Rocks of Bawn, B-A-W-N, from Karen Casey's album Nine Apples of Gold. It tells a bit of a story about the displacement of Irish farmers from Galway during the time of Oliver Cromwell. So The Rocks of Bawn, no particular rocks specified in this song, but you'll understand the tenor of the lyrics.
England, she would my prime. I would fight for Ireland's glory, for my clear delight till the dawn.
Lovely interpretation of that old song, The Rocks of Bourne, from Karen Casey, her album called Nine Apples of Gold. Story of Irish farmers from Galway being displaced during the time of Cromwell. I might have told you this before, but some years ago I met the then Governor of New South Wales, Murray Bashir, and her husband, Sir Nicholas Shahady. And Nick Shahady was, among other things, the Lord Mayor of Sydney at one point, and before that he was a Wallaby, Australian representative, forward, big fellow, and he told the story that he'd met Mary Robertson, who was at the time the Taoiseach or the President? I think she was the Taoiseach of Ireland, and they were all, you know, very official and smiling and nodding and all this sort of thing, and Mary Robertson said to Nick Shahady, "The Irish are a very welcoming people, as you know, Sir Nicholas, and we welcome almost anybody to Ireland, but there are two people we would never welcome back." "Oh," says Nick Shahady. Mary Robertson said, "Yes, one of them, Oliver Cromwell, because of his outrageous attacks on the Irish people centuries ago. The other one is you, because in that test in 1956, or whatever it was, you knocked out our halfback."
Заиграйте громче гармонии, я спою о русском Тимоне. Веселье льется, песенка Тимонию зовется. Есть на деревне Тихоня недотрога парень Тимоня. Он не пьет ни грамма хмельного, нет у нас старого такого.
сегодня самый хороший.
Наш русский Тимоня, если беда вдруг случится, он никого не боится.
Otava Yo, a group from St. Petersburg. I play their music occasionally. I think it's very lively. In fact, quite exhausting, that one. A song called Timonya. A song about a quiet, sensitive young man called Timonya, but he's really very brave. And now it's time to introduce you to a featured album on Come All Ye. Most weeks we have a featured album to share. And today it's called Step Into My Parlour by the originally from Cork, singer Michelle Burke, whose name might be familiar. She was a member of the Irish-American outfit Cherish the Ladies for a while. Anyway, she put on a particular program with her musical partner James Ross in 2012 called Step Into My Parlour, put it on at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it worked quite well, so naturally turned it into an album. And that's what we're going to hear today. A lot of it is material that she gathered from her great-grandmother's dusty old scrapbook. So there's some music hall stuff and bits and pieces from elsewhere. And we'll start with a song called Eileen O'Grady, which sort of coquettish and is interesting because it also includes the voice of Rhiannon Giddens, formerly member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Now Eileen O'Grady's a sweet Irish lady. I long for to call her my own, and I won't be contented till she has consented to be Mistress Barney Malone. I first met this treasure out walking at leisure, alone on a fine summer's day. Without any warning, the top of the morning, I just said to her right away, to know what a story 'twould be. I then was
whisper, jewel, and don't be so cruel. To treat me like this is a shame. Get over your blarney and come with your barney. Now don't you be treating me in vain.
Michelle Burke with Rhiannon Giddens. Really good harmony work there, I like that. From the featured album called Step Into My Parlour, Michelle Burke has invited a number of people to sing a few songs with her, including Rhiannon Giddens there. We also will hear from Cahal McConnell, Heidi Talbot, Maura O'Connell, and there are some good musicians also. So, featured album today, Step Into My Parlour. A lot of music hall stuff. Inspired by Michelle Burke's grandmother's scrapbook. Next track is, I guess, a fairly standard set of tunes called the Dashing White Sergeant set. Comes to us from the Magnus Turpie group, or Magnus Turpie combo, he calls it. That's right, combo. The album Hold On Tight. A lively mixture of dance sets and classic songs. Magnus Turpie takes the lead on accordion. The combo was formed 2023 by a bunch of traditional musicians from Edinburgh and beyond, and they've performed at lots of festivals across Scotland and thereabouts. Magnus Turpie happens to have Down syndrome, and he does a good job on this set, the Dashing White Sergeant set.
I'll host a feast such as never been seen. Oh, she went to her kitchen and stoked up a fire. And kneaded the dough for a big loaf of rahi. Oh,
musicians from Roanoke, Virginia, in the Blue Ridge Mountains, Josh and Julie Kinn, K-I-N-N. They perform as Kinfolk. And that was a wintertime feast, a kiddie song, I guess, about a group of woodland animals coming together for a Christmas Eve meal. Here's my song of the moment. No, it's not. It's a tune. Here's my tune of the moment. It's called The Cheese Closet. Tune's called The Cheese Closet, composed by Leo Shannon, who's one of the two fiddlers in the group, The Onlys. They come from Seattle in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. And the title, The Cheese Closet, I'm told, comes from a fiddle weekend or camp or whatever they called it. Leo Shannon was there and a bunch of other people, and they were told, don't go and raid the kitchen. Stay out of all the nibbles and particularly the cheese. So he composed The Cheese Closet, and of course they broke the rules well and truly. Naughty cheese eaters. Next, from Michelle Burke, back to the featured album for this one. This is a song called A Kiss in the Morning Early.
was early one morning, a fair maid arose, dressed herself up in the finest of clothes, and off to the shoemaker's shop. And then she goes for a kiss in the morning early. Well, the cobbler arose and he soon let her in. His hammer and all were as neat as a pin. And he was the young man to greet her so slim with a kiss in the morning early. Oh, cobbler, oh, cobbler, too soon we'll be wed and nestled together in a fine feather bed. So mend me two shoes with two buckles of red for a kiss in the morning early. Well, she then hid the shoes at the back of her waist, admired his good cobbling and shoemaker's taste, and off she went. Oh, well, she was pretty faced for being in the morning early. Oh, father, I got me a man, and I will wed him as soon as I can. As handsome as Aaron, she let her did stand for me kiss in the morning early. Oh, her father was thinking and thinking again that he was a rich man and could have him for kin. But it might be a prince or a king that she met in the morning early. Who knows? But it might be a jobber from town or a noble sea captain who sailed the world round. A man with some thousands and thousands of pounds that she met in the morning. Now her father was smiling, his daughter embraced. In touching her buckles, he drew back in haste. He spied two shoes that were tied to her waist for being in the morning early. Oh, daughter, he started to shout when he did discover what she was about. God knows, but 'twas only that old cobbling lout that you met in the morning early. It was early one morning, a fair maid arose, dressed herself up in the finest of clothes, and off to the shoemaker's shop then she goes for her kiss in the morning.
It's an old song, A Kiss in the Morning Early. It turns up there on our featured album today. The album is called Step Into My Parlour by the Cork singer Michelle Burke. We'll come back to that album in just a little while.
I don't care for old Joe Clark, and I'll tell you the reason why. Ran through his cabbage patch and I tore down all his rye. Whoop Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Whoop Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. I went down to old Joe's house to get me a glass of wine. Charged me to his whipping post and he gave me 99. Talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Whoop Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. I went back down to old Joe's house to get me a glass of gin. Charged me up for whipping his horse and he gave me hell again. Whoop Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Whoop Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. I don't care care for old Joe Clark, and I'll tell you the reason why. He wipes his nose on old cornbread and calls it chicken pie. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Old Joe Clark came to my house, that low-down filthy pup. Kicked my bulldog under the fence and he drank my liquor up. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. And old Joe Clark, he's dead and gone, and I hope he's gone to hell. Made me wear the ball and chain, and he made my ankles swell. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.
Fine voice, Dave Berland, originally from Yorkshire. Might still be from Yorkshire. And you don't always hear the full lyrics to old Joe Clark. It's often just played as a instrumental fiddle tune. But there we heard it all from a 1996 album called Benchmark. Dave Berland, his later albums show some evidence of age in his voice, but a mighty voice back then, 1996. Here's a tune called The Temperance Reel. This is a duo called Fiddle Wham Diddle, Vi Wickham, a fiddle player who collaborates with a lot of different people, and a hammered dulcimer player, Steve Uhlberg. Thank you.
on my cheek that day. Every night since you returned in my dreams, I wish every morning had been as it seemed. When you're looking for someone, somewhere to belong,
me a bit of another song called The House Carpenter, although that House Carpenter tells a similar story but not from the perspective of the young child as that song does. That was Far Flung Collective from different parts of Britain. Alex Roberts, Dan Somogyi and Anna Wendy Stevenson. An interesting album, that one. It's called Black Bay. I think they've got four albums between them. We'll hear more from them, I think. Far Flung Collective. Here's Fairport Convention with a song composed by Jez Lowe, London Danny.
London Danny, you're a real bad penny, you're the one man. The time has taught me I should fear
for the girl you left behind. She has said that she'll be mine. So why'd you have to come and show your face round here? For she always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing in the night. Don't think I don't know. If you asked her, then she'd go. Now please don't try and take her from me, London Daddy. Well, I've learned to listen for your name round town when people talk of your success in city life. And I can never tell if she hears them talk as well and rues the day she ever was a poor man's wife. And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing in the night. Don't think I don't know. If you asked her, then she'd go. Now please don't try and take her from me, London. Are black while yours are clean and clever, and there's ways you know to turn a pretty head, and it's all that I can do when my working day's through to let her heart beat me to sleep at night in bed. And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing in the night. Don't think then she'd go. Now please don't try and take her from me, London Daddy. London Danny, you're a real bad penny. You're the one man that time has taught me I should fear. For the girl you left behind, she has said that she'll be mine. So why'd you have to come and show your face round here? For she always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her crying.
Fairport Convention from their album Jewel in the Crown, and a song written by Jez Lowe, London Danny. London Danny, a real bad penny, and Jez Lowe calls his band the Bad Pennies. I wonder why. Back to the featured album for another one now. This one is just silly.
But oh, how he saw it. Oh, how he saw it.
night. Oh, how he sighed. She told him she loved him, but oh, how he sighed.
Danza de Cintas, cintas meaning ribbon, so ribbon dance from Carlos Becerro and Los Mandolin Cuentes. Carlos Becerro was not quite an original member, but very close to it, of the group La Musgaña, in which he plays bouzouki, but on this album, called Carlos Becerro and Los Mandolin Cuentes, he mostly plays mandolin. He's from Galicia, and that's a fun album. I like that. Have I told you that you're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE? Well, you are, and the program will be available again to listen to if you feel the need. It'll be a listen on demand or a podcast, call it what you will, in a couple of days by going to the website of 2MCE, which is 2mce.org, or through the website of the program itself. Come All Ye, spell it out as one word, comeallye.com. A couple of clicks and there you have it, choice of listen on demand. The next song is my song of the moment. It's called So Here's to You, and it is actually on the featured album, and I was going to play that version, but I thought, no, I've got a CD right here in front of me by the fellow who wrote the song. His name is Alan Bell, and here he is with a song that is often used at the end of folk club nights. If they're not going to sing The Parting Glass, people will often sing this one.
When first we met, complete total strangers, we didn't know if we could be friends. How soon we've come to know each other, so now I know we will meet again. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. We've talked of dreams and the good tomorrows, of yesterdays with their dark despair. We've had our share of love and sorrow, so now we part as friends who care. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. A long, long road now lies before me, and fate will lead me where it will, all through the valleys and over mountains. I'll not forget and remember you still. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you now a parting glass.
Not quite sure why they fade him out there, but they do. That's Alan Bell with, I guess, his best-known composition, So Here's to You. as I said, it's on the featured album, but I thought I'd play a version I hadn't played before, and that's the man who composed the song, so he can have the honours for that. Two tracks now from a fellow named Ben Robertson. First one, lovely tune called The Sweetness of Mary. Then he's going to sing a song that comes from the New Zealand folk tradition, Farewell to the Gold.
And lady luck blaming, I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark, deep underground. It's nearly 2 years since I left my own mother for adventuring gold by the pound. With Jimmy the prospector, he was another for the hills of Otago we were bound. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark, deep underground. Cardroners, dry valley all over. Old Jimmy Williams and me, they were panning good dirt on the winding shot over. So we headed down there just to see. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark, deep underground.
Song done quite nicely there by Ben Robertson, who comes from North Wales. The song from New Zealand. Before the song, we heard Ben Robertson give a very nice version of The Sweetness of Mary. This is another one from the featured album. We'll hear the voice here, among others, of Heidi Talbot. And Heidi Talbot was also a member of Cherish the Ladies, as was Michelle Burke.
Where have you been all the day, my Billy-o? Where have you been, won't you tell me? I have been down the lane courting pretty Mary Jane, but she's too young to be tame.
dirty work, but she's too young to be taken from her mammy. Can she bake an apple pie, my boy Billy-o? Can she bake an apple pie, Billy, won't you tell me? Yes, she can bake an apple pie quick as you can wink your eye, but she's too young to be taken from her mammy. Twice 11 makes 22, but she's too young to be taken from her mommy.
Yep, too young, 22. No, don't do it, don't do it. My Boy Billy, that's the last song we'll hear from the featured album today. It is called Step Into My Parlour by the Irish singer Michelle Burke on the Kilcronut Records label, K-I-L-C-R-O-N-A-T. We'll hear more from Michelle Burke in future programs, no doubt. Right now, here's Wota e de Drac. Wota, I guess, is similar to Walter, and de Drac is the dragon, with Vliegende Grafmaschine, which kind of means flying excavator. I don't know why, but they describe the tune as a waltz in five, not three, five. Vlieg and the Grafmaschine, which means something like the flying excavator, according to Google Translate, by Wouter en de Drak, Belgian duo, I think. This is the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. By Dick Gochen.
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Said James to Red Molly, well, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. He pulls her on behind and down to Box Hill needs a drive. So James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. Robbed many a man, took it my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my strength, and I give you my Vincent to rain. Come down, Red Molly, called Sergeant McCree. They've taken young James Ely for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing in sight. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. And he smiled to see her cry. He said, I give you my Vincent to ride. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Norton's Indians and Greaves's won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hands and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. See angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swimming down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. He gave her his Vincent to ride.
It's quite a song, isn't it? The 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, written by Richard Thompson and sung there by Dick Gochen. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye again today. I hope you can come back next time and we'll do it again with a whole different set of music. This is The Lady's Cloak, this tune by Gary Walsh. See you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to 2MCE. Stick with it. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.